This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a peaceful protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex yesterday. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters, senior party leader and union minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan accused Mr. Gandhi of misbehaving with NDA MPs in the Parliament House complex. The minister said BJP MP Pratap Sarangi was seriously injured and admitted in the hospital, and another MP, Mukesh Rajput, was also injured. He said tribal MP Phagnon Konyak was treated inappropriately by Rahul Gandhi and she has complained about it to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a counter-complaint in the matter. The Delhi police has filed an FIR against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on BJP's complaint. The Delhi police, in a statement, has said it has only removed Section 109 of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and all other sections are the same as given in the complaint. BJP MPs Anurag Singh Thakur, along with fellow MPs Bansuri Swaraj and Hemang Joshi, had lodged a complaint against Congress leader and Lok Sabha leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi yesterday at Parliament Street Police Station under Sections 109, Attempt to Murder, 115, Voluntarily Causing Grievous Hurt, 117, 125, 131 and 351 for injuring BJP MPs by pushing them. Proceedings of both houses of the parliament were marred yesterday over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m, opposition MPs including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the House assembled after adjournment at 2 p.m, the incident related to injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House complex was raised. Deputy Chairman Harivansh has dismissed a no-confidence motion move against the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Opposition parties had moved a no-confidence motion against the chairman, alleging that he was working in a partisan manner. In his ruling, Deputy Chairman termed this as an act of impropriety, severely flawed, drawn in haste and hurry to mar the reputation of the Vice President. He further said it was aimed to damage the constitutional institutions. At least 60 opposition members had signed the notice for removal of Vice President Dhankar from his post on December the 10th. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed on adoption of high-end technologies to keep pace with changing dynamics of modern warfare. Speaking during an event in New Delhi, he said the country is moving towards achieving self-reliance in the defence sector at a rapid pace. Mr. Singh said that the country is exporting the weapons that it used to import once. He gave the credit for this to the combined efforts of public sector, private sector, academia and innovators. The Central Government and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, yesterday signed a $42 million loan to strengthen coastal protection to help boost community resilience in Maharashtra. Speaking at the occasion, Joint Secretary of the Department of Economic Affairs, Juhi Mukherjee, said that ADB financing will help to restore and stabilize Maharashtra's coastline and protect the livelihoods of coastal communities. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said the ADB will help build the capacity of the Maharashtra Maritime Board and Shore Management, including the establishment of a coastal infrastructure management unit. It said the project will support capacity building of stakeholders on gender equality and social inclusion, coastal management and livelihood activities. In the Women's T20 cricket series, India beat the West Indies by 60 runs in the third and final match to clinch the series 2-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai. And with that, we end this news bulletin.